He doubted that Jake needed a prayer to send him on, but the gunslinger needed to keep his mind occupied because it did not feel strong just now. If it went too far in the wrong direction, it would certainly break. Perhaps later he could indulge in hysteria, or even Irina, the healing madness, but not now. He would not break now. He would not let the boy's death come to nothing. The hazy, green-gold summer glow that lives only in forests, and old forests at that, like the one where the bear Shardik had rampaged, deepened. It fell through the trees and dusky beams, and the place where Roland finally stopped felt more like a church than a clearing. He had gone roughly 200 paces from the road, on a westerly line. Here he set Jake down and looked about. He saw 2 rusty beer cans and a few ejected shell casings, probably the leavings of hunters. He tossed them further into the woods so the place would be clean. Then he looked at Jake, wiping away his tears so he could see as clearly as possible. The boy's face was as clean as the clearing. Oi had seen to that, but one of Jake's eyes was still open, giving the boy an evil, winky look that must not be allowed. Roland rolled the lid closed with a finger, and when it sprang back up again, like a balky window shade, he thought, he licked the ball of his thumb and rolled the lid shut again. This time it stayed closed. There was dust and blood on Jake's shirt. Roland took it off, then took his own off, and put it on Jake, moving him like a doll in order to get it on him. The shirt came almost to Jake's knees, but Roland made no attempt to tuck it in. This way it covered the bloodstains on Jake's pants. All of this Oi watched, his gold-ringed eyes bright with tears.